Welcome to the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ.
So what's the final conclusion of all this? Well, he doesn't make it very complicated. End of verse 7. Therefore, two words. Fear God. Fear God. All that to say, fear God. And does that apply still in the New Testament? Fear God? I mean, curtain is torn now. We have free access. Do we still fear Him? Yes. Absolutely we do. You say, but we're living under grace now. How can we fear God if we're under grace? We're under grace, but grace does not negate the importance of fearing an awesome God. The fear of the Lord is a huge theme in the New Testament. It's just as big a theme in the New Testament as in the Old. There's no less emphasis on it. I'll just give you a quick survey. Acts 19:17. All of this is New Testament. Acts 19:17. We find that fearing God is part of what it means to hold God in high honor. It says they were seized with fear and the name of the Lord Jesus was held in high honor. Do we want to honor the Lord Jesus? We do that through fear. Romans 3 catalogs all the horrendous sinfulness of mankind, and in verse 18, it's all summed up in this phrase. There's no fear of God in their eyes. Lack of fear is a whole problem with the sinfulness of fallen man. Do you know that fear of God is the key to church growth? Contrary to what all of the books on church growth probably say, I mean, it's not very, I don't know if you'll ever find a book on church growth that offers this as method, except for God's book on church growth, the book of Acts, which says this, Acts 9:31. It says, then the church throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria grew in numbers living in the fear of the Lord. And the grammar there shows that it's the reason they grew in numbers is because of their living in the fear of the Lord. This is the key to church growth. It's the key to evangelism. It's the motive for evangelism. 2 Corinthians 5:11. Paul says, therefore, knowing the fear of the Lord, we persuade men. The thing that drove Paul to be so evangelistic, to be such, have such a missionary heart, is his fear of the Lord. Judgment Day. It's the motive for evangelism. You know very much about the wrath of God and Judgment Day. You're going to want to get people converted. Fear of the Lord is the key to personal holiness and sexual purity. 2 Corinthians 7:11. Since we have these promises, dear friends, let us purify ourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit, perfecting holiness. How? By the fear of the Lord. Fear of the Lord is the evidence of true repentance. 2 Corinthians 7:11. The fear of the Lord is a mark of obedience. Philippians 2:12. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have also always obeyed, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Fear of the Lord is the key to a strong marriage and other family relationships as well as in the church. Ephesians 5:21. The fear of the Lord is the key to purity in the church and it's the appropriate response to church discipline. Fear. 1 Timothy 5:20. Those who sin are to be rebuked publicly so that the others may fear. The entire Christian life is summed up as a life of fearing God. 1 Peter 1:17. Since you call on a God who, or a Father who judges each man's work impartially, live your lives as strangers here in reverent fear. Fear, it should define the whole way that we live our lives. We're under grace, yes, but grace does not give us permission to take liberties with God. The God of the New Testament is the same God as the God of the Old Testament. He hasn't changed. Nothing about Him has changed. He's the exact same God. And which means He's just as worthy to be feared now as He ever was. Listen to Hebrews 12:28. Let us serve God acceptably with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. He's a fire. You think of God as a daddy. I'm up on His lap. You think of Him as a brother, a friend, all this. But do you think of God as a consuming fire? Therefore, let's worship Him acceptably with reverence and awe. Be careful around a consuming fire. Now, in case you've forgotten, again, this book, the whole point, live a life, enjoy life, right? He's teaching us how to enjoy life. But the only way to enjoy life is to get the gift of enjoyment from God, and He only gives that gift to those who please Him. And one of the keys to pleasing Him is reverence. Reverent worship. So watch your steps when you come to the house of God. And when you come, draw near to listen, and instead of offering the sacrifice of fools. And then when you have listened and you know what God wants you to do, make a commitment and follow through. Don't make rash commitments. And above all, fear God. Take Him more seriously than you take anything else, and you will be on the path towards enjoying life. Let's pray. Lord, make us a people who fear You. I pray that this church would be a respite from the trivia and the banality and the shallowness of this world. People don't take big, holy, eternal things seriously. I pray that people could come through these doors and come into a place where holiness is revered. Lord, we pray this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you for listening. If you would like to hear the full-length version of today's message, you can find that on treasuringgod.com, or just get our free Food for Your Soul sermon app. And if you find this podcast helpful, you can help other people find it by sharing a link on social media, giving us a rating or review on iTunes, or, best of all, tell a friend about us. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always, and set your mind on things above, for Christ is seated at the right hand of God.